is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at West Liberty Salem for tonight's girls clash between the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins and West Liberty Salem. Fort Loramie unbeaten 4-0 on the year, coming off a Saturday victory in the Shelby County League against Houston. Meanwhile, West Liberty Salem has played three games on the road. West Liberty Salem girls are 2-3, a rebuilding season of sorts. Although West Liberty does get one of its better performers back for the third game here tonight. She missed the first few. That might make a difference. West Liberty Salem plays Anna on Thursday. It's a club that was high-powered 2 years ago and beat Fort Loramie here by 8 points. That is when the Redskins, Chuck, were virtually all kids, freshmen. last year, Fort Loramie won 50-31 at West Liberty Salem. Dennis McIntosh, 25-year head coach at West Liberty. Of course, Carla Siegel, 20 years at Fort Loramie, virtually an 80% winning percentage in her coaching career for the Redskins, averaging 20 victories per season. And it's a Fort Loramie team that is off to a very good start. We'll be minus a couple young ladies in this game tonight. Jaden Putoff has an injured foot. It's the right one. MRI tomorrow. It could be a stress fracture, maybe not. She might miss a few to several weeks. And Macy Imwali is out with a nagging injury as well. Ava Schultes, a freshman, is up from the junior varsity and dresses for the big club here tonight. Fort Loramie unbeaten. We have seen the Redskins already, Chuck. Saw them beat Proctorville Fairland down at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West. And then the dismantling of Rushi one week ago this past Saturday.
Yeah, they're a really good basketball team. It's going to hurt them a little bit, put off, gives them some depth coming off the bench. And Imwali just been shooting lights out from long range.
Uh-huh.
But this is a very talented team. They're very deep. They if you look down the list, you got Kalen Gasson, who started to play really well, only a sophomore. Kennedy Gephardt, a junior. Then you got Kenzie Holscher, my player of the year already, a six-footer, and only a sophomore. Taylor Ratterman, a junior. Dana Rose, 5'11", she's only a sophomore. And then Marissa Myring, coming back, I think, from the two games I've seen, back from that knee injury that she had as a freshman. I thought last year she struggled a little bit with her mobility. This year she looks like she's back to 100%.
Yeah, you mentioned Marissa Myring's freshman year 2 years ago. It was a coming-out party for her. In her freshman season, opening game was right here, away from home. West Liberty Salem defeated the young Fort Loramie team on that particular night. But Myring had double digits in scoring, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. It was indeed a coming-out party for her. I talked with her about an hour ago about it, and she beamed. She was smiling. I also chatted with Jaden Putoff and Macy Imwali about their injuries. And they said, well, we look forward to getting back on the floor real soon. But they both said, with a twinkle in their eyes, hey, we've got depth, and our absence gives other young ladies on our roster opportunities to get experience and play for head coach Carla Siegel.
Well, I remember watching Ava as a JV player last year. Actually, she didn't play last year, but JV in the first couple of games we've seen. Right. The young lady can flat out shoot it.
Uh-huh. A little bit about this West Liberty Salem club. As I mentioned, Kelsey Day, a 5'8 senior, didn't play the first 3 games. In fact, West Liberty Salem suffered setbacks to Tip, Jonathan Alder, and Miami East, all away from home. Setbacks by 9, 12, and 10 points. Did beat Fairbanks and Triad in the last 2. After Day, the 12th grader did return. Ohio Heritage Conference is the league in which West Liberty Salem plays the last 3 years. The Tigers have won the OHC. Perhaps a club this season not nearly as strong as the last 3 that Coach McIntosh put on the floor. 2015 was his best all-around team. A year later, in 2016, his best offensive club. You might remember the name Jamie Peterson. She started in the 15 club, 6'4" tall. She's playing volleyball at UD right now.
Wow.
And she was the 19 points a game scorer for Coach McIntosh's basketball team a couple years ago.
Well, if you're 6'4" and you have the mobility to play volleyball, you should be able to score in basketball, that's for sure.
Yep. Post player Selena Weaver is 5'11". She averages nearly 9 a game at Fort Loramie. Defensively, we'll have to pressure guards and keep the ball from entering to Weaver here tonight. A very good point guard is Gabby Holler. She's led the team in scoring 1 game. Off the bench, Emily Holler has also led the team in scoring 1 game this season. Head coach Carla Siegel continues to get outstanding balance. And a theme of our conversation about the Lady Redskins this year, Chuck, has been that last season, the Redskins won 22 games and didn't have a young lady average more than 9.7 points a game.
Right. Well, in the past, they've had a real string. They had Jessica Berger, who was a big-time scorer. Before that, they had Darian Rose, who was a big-time scorer. But, you know, you can get the same thing done if you got role players. And truly, harder to defend.
Yes. I was extremely impressed with Fort Loramie's effort in Game 1 against D3 Proctorville Fairland, a club that I think 3 of the last 7 years has played in the state Final 4 in Division 3. Fort Loramie played up in that event at Lakota West, the journey to the tourney. And the Redskins won up by 13 points, 51-38. Fort Loramie without a close call so far this season. Anna looks good. We saw the Lady Rockets thump Rushi this past Saturday. It looks at this point like Anna may be Fort Loramie's chiefest rival in the Shelby County League.
Well, we've only seen 2 other teams, so but it, according to what we've seen, I mean, they shoot the ball really well. And if West Liberty shows us something tonight, we'll be back here on Thursday and we can get kind of a comparison.
Right. Did you change your clock? Did you have to go to the Eastern time zone when you drove from Piqua to here between Urbana and Bellefontaine?
You know what? This was a little easier to get to than Bellefontaine is, because Bellefontaine, that 47 is one dark road.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Making possible this webcast of Fort Loramie girls basketball, the Lady Redskins against West Liberty Salem. And our Fort Loramie game sponsors, from which you've already heard, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. If you need the right solution for true comfort, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. These two pros are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, it's built a quality name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-295-3243. We'll return with our anchor underwriting sponsors and run them all down for you, give you the starting lineups, and have the opening tip when we are back in a moment. It's Fort Loramie on the road at West Liberty Salem tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Thank you, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. In addition, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Located at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulze and Superior, along with the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi, Ohio. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions in Anna. And also gratitude to a couple of new underwriting sponsors, Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market, and for a couple of good reasons, quality and reliability. And Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwest Shelby County. Fine food at the Maury's Landing restaurant. You'll love the catch of the day at Maury's. Try that baked haddock dinner at night. Open at 6 a.m. in the morning for breakfast. That's Maury's Landing. Opening tip to start the game is won by the visiting Fort Loramie Lady Redskins, who start Kennedy Gebhardt, Kenzie Holscher, Taylor Ratterman, Marissa Meiring, and Dana Rose. That's the beginning five. Here's a drive from the left side of the floor by Holscher. She enters the paint, stops, a little five-footer, goes in, and right away Fort Loramie opens up 2-0.
Well, they came out man-to-man, and Loramie took it to the basket.
Coach McIntosh of West Liberty said he might go some zone tonight. He said he could play a little more zone than usual. It's primarily a man-to-man defensive team. Fort Loramie with a man look to start the game, and a foul out front committed by the Redskins, 20 feet from the basket. Opening five here tonight for the homestanding team from West Liberty Salem includes Kelsey Day, 5'8 senior, at a wing. Gabby Holler at the point. She's a senior at 5'8. Two posts, Paige Schaefer, 5'9, Selena Weaver, 5'11. Here's Fort Loramie with a steal. Knifing down the floor for the Redskins is Meiring. She journeys into the lane and banks up a six-footer. Two short shots for the Redskins.
Yep, she did a nice job. Got that deflected pass, took it herself all the way down the floor.
Grace Estes, 5'7", sophomore, 6 points a game starts. Selena Weaver doubles with Paige Schaefer in the post for West Liberty Salem. Weaver, 5'11" tall, nearly 9 a game. Here's a drive to the rim, but Gabby Holler from the right corner left it short, no good. Rebound Holscher for Fort Loramie. She's got an avenue into the lane, coughed up the ball, picked up by West Liberty Salem. Homestanding Tigers wearing the white, orange stripe down the sides of the shirts and shorts. Black numerals trimmed in orange. Fort Loramie, black from top to bottom. Red numbers outlined in white. Top of the circle, Gabby Holler on the bounce. Nearly palms the ball, Chuck, when she dribbles. Enters the lane. Gives it up left corner. Deep three tried, but Paige Schaefer overshot it. Fort Loramie tracks down the rebound in the corner. West Liberty Salem gets a piece of it. Goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 4-0 Redskins. We played 2 minutes. As I mentioned in the pregame, West Liberty Salem 2 years ago knocked off Fort Loramie. Lady Redskins were mighty young. Opening night of the 2016-17 regular season. Then last year, Fort Loramie returned the favor and won by 19 at the Redskins gym. Meiring headed the key to Gebhardt. Back to Meiring. To Holscher, shot fake, enters the lane, running one-hander. It bounced off the iron, no good. A push-off against West Liberty Salem on Holscher's shot attempt. Two free ones here for Kenzie. What have you seen so far, Chuck? Fort Loramie driving to the basket at will.
Yeah, they can get around. I think he's going to have to change to a zone if this continues.
Yeah. Free throw by Kenzie, up and good. 5-0 Fort Loramie, second shot here. It's on the way, hangs on the front rim, hits it twice, comes off. Rebound taken down by Hallie Smith, the 5'6 freshman who's entered now for West Liberty Salem. Here's a long three-pointer at back by Gabby Holler. Hits the flange, kicks way up in the air, comes down off a West Liberty player and out of bounds. 5.5 to go here in the first period. 5-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Holscher guarded in backcourt by Gabby Holler. Kenzie lost it. Now there's a scrum for it. And a white shirt digs it off the hardwood. It's Gabby Holler. He darts up ahead for West Liberty. Out back to Kelsey Day. Near side, Day launches, hit the rim, climbed to the top of the backboard, bounced once up there. Long rebound to Kennedy Gebhardt at midcourt. Almost an over and back on Fort Loramie. Redskins have possession with 3 minutes gone. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Taylor Ratterman way out on the left side. Straight away, Dana Rose. Rose checked by Kelsey Day and West Liberty Salem. Near side pass to Meiring. Meiring dropped it. It rolls away from her and over the end line.
A little sloppy to start.
5-0 Redskins. Big black tiger paw. The moniker for West Liberty Salem at midcourt. And Tigers, either side of that, facing stands. Tigers in capital letters in orange, outlined in black. West Liberty Salem on offense to our left. With the basketball is Emily Holler, 5 feet 7 inches tall. Hands off top of the circle to Paige Schaefer. 20 feet away, Kelsey Day. Day can line it up. She's a very good player. Hand off to a weak side guard, Emily Holler, who drives on the run. Left hand wouldn't go in. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly, right corner, it's Myron. Top of the circle, Radiman. Shot fake. Enters the lane. Oh, what a feed. Bounce pass to Rose for the finish.
Wow.
Assist Radiman for Fort Loramie.
That was impressive.
Sure was. 7-0. A room service dish by the Redskins. West Liberty Salem gets a timeout down 7-0 after 4 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Route 47 west of I-75. Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thanks, Jason Meyer, his staff and associates at AAG Inc. Missed shot by West Liberty Salem after the timeout. Then Fort Loramie darts up the floor in a hurry. And a shake and bake move by Holscher at the top of the circle results in a travel call. 3:40 to go, first period of play. West Liberty Salem with the ball to our left. Here is a drive into the paint area by Emily Holler. Flips it behind her to Gabby. She launches a three. Gabby Holler missed it short. Long rebound corralled on the play by Sophie Cole, a 5'9 sophomore, a substitute for West Liberty Salem. But she took steps after she gathered the basketball. Here's Kenzie Holscher in backcourt, having entered the game now for Fort Loramie. Looks like Caitlin Gaston's out there. Is that right, Chuck? No. Here's a baseline jump shot by Fort Loramie. Yes. Good-looking 15-foot rainbow thrown in by Marissa Myring.
Yeah, Gaston is in the game.
Yep. Caitlin Gaston on the hardwood. 9-0 Fort Loramie. We played 5 minutes, and West Liberty Salem breaks the drought here at the outset of the game. Nifty little drive by Kelsey Day as she kissed it in off the glass. Took the ball from 25 feet away and skipped to the rim. 9-2 Fort Loramie. Holscher outside the lane in the right. Met resistance as she got to the block, and she walked with the ball. Good call by the referee. Fine D by West Liberty Salem. Chuck gives me the handful sign, meaning what, 5 turnovers?
They've turned it now 5 times. That's way too much.
5 miscues by the Redskins in about 5 minutes. 9-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. Just over 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Dribble drive Day, gives it up to Gabby Holler on the arc, takes Kennedy Gebhardt to the foul line. Gaston tries to overplay. Whistling her way down the lane goes Emily Holler. Flips it to Kelsey Day, back to Emily. On the arc, Gabby Holler chucks up a three, hit the rim, backboard no good. Strong rebound, Selena Weaver laid it up high off the glass. Rebound jammed out of bounds off West Liberty, and Fort Loramie's got it. 9-2, 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins up 7. Our next webcast tomorrow night, and Arushi boys from Arushi, should be a fine game. Shelby County League boys action. Right corner, Dana Rose for Fort Loramie, stepped inside the arc, and she hurled up a three ball, a little heavy. Rebound, West Liberty Salem. Minute 48 to go in the first. Gabby Holler enters the lane. Hands to Emily at the foul stripe. wide right of the shot. Good stick back. Yes, Selena Weaver got the deuce. The 5'11 sophomore makes it 9-4 Fort Loramie. Out of control, baseline right. Kennedy Gebhardt flips it up on the go. Short, rebound West Liberty Salem. Here's Gabby Holler. 25 feet away to Grace Estes. Hand off to Emily. Fakes right, goes left. Good dish inside to Weaver, who lays it through off the window. Nice surge by West Liberty Salem late in the opening quarter. And it's 9-6 Fort Loramie. Straightaway Gasson, near side pass for Fort Loramie. Goes to Gebhardt. She's running down the lane all the way to the rim. Got the friendly roll on the iron.
She does that very well. She was just a three-point shooter last year, but she has turned into a basketball player.
11-6 Fort Loramie. 48 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Left side pass for West Liberty Salem to Emily Holler. Near side throw to Day. Day jacks up a three. It's splattered off the back rim. Long rebound to Fort Loramie. Gasson down the floor. Knifes into the lane. Dumps it to Holscher, baseline right. Turnaround fadeaway. Bouncing off. No good. Scrum for the loose ball in the corner. Touch last by West Liberty Salem. And the Redskins get the ball out of bounds. About 10 feet away from the hoop on the baseline. 11-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. Very good late first quarter performance by Selena Weaver of the Tigers. Inbounding Ratterman. Ball thrown top of the circle to Myron. To Ratterman, left corner behind the screen. It rims around and comes out. No good. Rebound by West Liberty Salem, Sophie Cole. 15 seconds to go first quarter. Tigers try to get within three or maybe two here at the end of the period. Top of the circle, it's Day. Down to six to go. Day gives it up to Estes. 2.5 seconds remaining. Three-point shot straight away is buried. A long one by Emily Holler, the 5'7 freshman who made 12 points in the opener at tip. And that fielder by West Liberty Salem lifts the Tigers within two at the end of the first quarter. It's Fort Loramie 11, West Liberty Salem 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Redskins look comfortable at the start of the game, Chuck. 7-0 lead, then 9-2. Good rally by West Liberty Salem, which scored 9 of the last 13 points in that opening period.
Well, they did a good job of turning Loramie over, and they did a nice job of getting the ball into their 5'11 sophomore post player in Weaver.
Gabby Heiler has the ball, foul line extended left. Out back to Sophie Cole as we initiate play in corner number two. Gabby Heiler into the corner, pulls up from 15, goes cross court to Kelsey Day, and she loops up an 18-footer, short off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Grace Estes for the Tigers. Right back to Gabby Heiler in the corner, who fakes left, goes right to Day. Sophie Cole, Holscher all over Grace Estes, near side of the floor, and then West Liberty Salem pitches it out of bounds. 38 seconds gone here in the second period. Fort Loramie 11, West Liberty Salem 9. On Thursday night, Anna Rockets are here. Anna girls take on West Liberty Salem. We will probably be covering that game for you. Should be a good one. West Liberty Salem has withstood the early swing by Fort Loramie, and A steal here by the Tigers. Nice overplay by Kelsey Day. Redskins with a handful of mistakes in the first 9 minutes of this game. Here's Sophie Cole. Gives it up to Grace Estes in the corner for the Tigers. Uh-oh, a high dribble. That's a violation.
Started to throw a pass. There was nobody there.
6:50 left here in quarter number two. 11-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. Lady Redskins without the services of Jaden Putoff, outstanding sophomore, and Macy Imwali, outstanding junior, both nursing injuries. Hopefully just short-term absences for those two young ladies. Fort Loramie missed a long three, but then the rebound is batted back out to Taylor Ratterman, who sinks a 16-footer inside the arc. 13-9, Fort Loramie up four. 6:20 left here in the second quarter. Outside the circle, Kelsey Day, man-to-man, switching defense from Fort Loramie. On the bounce, Gabby Holler, near side, Emily Holler. She enters the lane uncontested. Oh, a nice late dish to Selena Weaver, whose shot is deflected. Chuck, who got a piece of that?
Holter got it from behind.
Nice play by Kenzie. Quickly down the floor, top of the key, right wing Ratterman. Picks up her dribble, goes to Kennedy Gebhardt, head of the circle. Takes right, goes left. Ratterman, deep left corner, behind a screen. Bouncing off the rim, backboard no good. Holscher is knotted up by two Tigers. Arrow favors Fort Loramie with 5:48 to go here in the second quarter. Redskins 13, West Liberty Salem 9. Holscher and Gebhardt come out. Gasson's back in. Marissa Meiring back on the floor.
That's Schultes.
I'm sorry.
21. They just came out. Kenzie's still out there.
Kenzie Holscher still on the floor. Here's Meiring. Foul line extended left to Dana Rose. She strides down the lane. Awkward bank shot almost went in. An over-the-shoulder foul on Meiring committed by Fort Loramie.
I think that's Marissa's second foul.
Yeah, we've seen good performance so far from Ava Schultes. She's been hustling up and down the floor for Fort Loramie in this game. Ava, a scrappy freshman, getting minutes now at the varsity level due to the injuries to Jaden Putoff and Macy Imwali.
Well, they only have eight young ladies down there able to play, so they had to bring somebody from the JV.
Here's Gabby Holler, foul line for West Liberty Salem, which is down four. Hand off to the weaving Grace Estes, intercepted by Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor. It is coughed up, scramble for the loose ball. Who's got it? Tie up, West Liberty Salem gets the arrow. Possession to the Tigers, who are down four, 5:21 left here in the second quarter of play. Caitlin Gasson is on the floor now for Fort Loramie once again. Here's a loose ball, right corner, dropped by Weaver. Fort Loramie tries to dig it off the hardwood. Arrow favors the Redskins.
Both teams are having problems dribbling the ball in traffic. You gotta be strong. You cannot go between two defenders dribbling the basketball.
Holscher, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Near side pass goes to Caitlin Gasson. Ball dumped into the lane, intended for Rose. Batted free by West Liberty Salem, which comes out of there with it. Here's Gabby Holler to midcourt. Tenacious defense from the Tigers has gotten them right back in this game. Head of the circle, Emily Holler. Deep right corner, three ball by the Tigers is good. That was poured in by Paige Schaefer, all net. West Liberty Salem within one. Baseline drive by Ratterman for Fort Loramie, cut off. Top of the circle, Dana Rose. Rose gives it up to Ratterman, 25 feet away. Baseline right, open player, Gasson, short jump shot, yes. Oh, what a play. Caitlin Gasson peeled off a back screen, came free. She knew what to do with it when she caught it at the short corner. She pivoted and tossed in a short jump shot to give Fort Loramie a three-point edge. Half the second quarter has been played. Top of the circle, Emily Holler, who throws right corner for Weaver, behind her, out of bounds. Good performance so far by Gasson of Fort Loramie. Chuck, she knows what she's doing. Just a 10th grader had a big game this past Saturday versus Alston.
She was a scorer for their JVs last year. She was their best player.
25 feet away on the left. It is Myron back to the basket now. Now Ratterman, she's boxed in, gives it to a teammate. Somebody's got to be open. Cross-court pass to Gasson. Layup is good. Alert play before Lormie. Good court awareness.
Well, like you said, you got three people on the ball. Somebody's got to be open.
Uh-huh. Gasson with two straight hoops. Fort Lormie in a zone, it appears now, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing a 3-2.
17-12, five-point lead Fort Lormie. 3:16 to go, second quarter. High right with the ball is Gabby Holler. Baseline left, good drive by Emily. Goes beneath the rim, goes corner to Day. Out back to Gabby Holler, over guarding against Holscher of Fort Lormie. It has been a low foul contest so far. Quickly played game. We got started early.
We got started about 15 minutes early. So if you're just joining us wondering why it's in the second quarter, that's why.
Snappy JV game. Only a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes between contests. And this might be the rule rather than the exception, starting at least a little bit early, ahead of the 7:30 estimated tip time for varsity. 5-point lead Fort Lormie. West Liberty Salem inbounds. Outside the arc on the right, it's Emily Holler, who gives it up near side to Gabby Holler, checked by Holscher. West Liberty Salem trying to penetrate the Fort Lormie defense. Redskins have gone back to a man, it appears, right now.
No, they're still playing the zone.
Still
they
zone?
They move Kenzie to the back, and they move Schultes to the top.
Heads-up play by Fort Lormie. Redskins got a fist on the ball, pried it loose. Another jump. Arrow favors the Tigers. 2:35 to go here in the second. West Liberty Salem trying to solve this Fort Lormie zone defense. Right wing, it's Gabby Holler. Ball lofted left side of the floor to Emily Holler. That's rotated far right side to Paige Schaefer. She's got a made three here in this quarter. 5-point lead Fort Lormie. 2:15 left until halftime. West Liberty Salem compressing the final 3 minutes of this second period by simply working the ball around against the Fort Lormie zone. Grace Estes with the ball. Now to Schaefer 25 feet away. Here's Grace Estes with it. Left side, Kelsey Day goes opposite to Schaefer, who arches it and makes it. Another one.
That was Day.
I'm sorry. Kelsey Day knocked it down, and it's 17-15. Schaefer and Day with long hoops here in the period. And West Liberty Salem's within a goal. Here is Fort Lormie with a pass top of the circle through the hands of Holscher. A run out, West Liberty Salem. A great drive by Gabby Holler for two. We're tied at 17. Here is Holscher in the post for Fort Lormie on the arc to Gebhardt. Down the lane, knife to the rim, shot it high off the window, no good, but a foul on West Liberty Salem. This West Liberty Salem team, Chuck, knows the game of basketball extremely well.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You can tell they're well coached.
Kennedy Gebhardt's got two free throws for the Redskins who've been tied up here at 17 apiece. Gebhardt's shot is short, hits the rim, backboard, fell off to the left. Fort Lormie led 7-0 and 9-2. West Liberty Salem shaved it to 11-9 after one. And now the Tigers have evened up the game at 17 apiece. Gebhardt with a first shot miss. Second free throw for her is on the way, and it is in. 18-17, Fort Lormie by a point. A minute 18 to go here in the second quarter. As Kelsey Day is a good long-range shooter, so is Paige Schaefer. Post player Selena Weaver back on the floor now for West Liberty Salem. The 5'11 sophomore, nearly 9 points a game. Here's Day, right wing to Gabby Holler. Head of the key, Emily, back to Gabby. 56 seconds left in the half. Near side pass, Grace Estes skips it cross-court to Day. Against the zone, West Liberty Salem trying to throw opposite to free up Day. Now they overload with four players on the far side of the zone. Then rotate it near side. And a good punch away by Taylor Ratterman as she clawed it loose from Emily Holler, who fouled trying to get it back.
Yep, so stuck the ball right out to her.
39.6 to go till halftime. 1-point lead Fort Lormie. Gasson over the timeline with the ball for the Redskins. Right side throw deflected out of bounds. West Liberty Salem has gained a lot of confidence, Chuck, since the opening 4 minutes.
Yeah, they were down 9-2.
Gebhardt inbounds, Gasson 35 feet away. Kenzie Holscher at the scores table to come back. Down to 25, 24 to go. Ratterman dribbling 25 feet away. Nobody checks her. She launches a three. Swish! Big basket by Ratterman. Redskins up four. Ratterman igniting Fort Loramie with a rangy triple. That was deep. 7 seconds to go in the half. Redskins up four. Right side of the floor, it is West Liberty Salem. Throwing on top to Holler. She tries a three-pointer short off the rim, no good. And after West Liberty Salem had evened the count at 17, Fort Loramie scored the final four of the first half to lead by four, 21-17, here at the halftime break. Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming in a moment. Four-point lead Redskins after two quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. Oh, the special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like us on Facebook and check us out on the web, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Jack with Chuck here at West Liberty Salem High School. Fort Loramie leads the Tigers by four. Redskins have been up by as many as seven twice. Good rally by West Liberty Salem. Caught Fort Loramie at 17-17. Redskins tallied the final four of the first half. Thus a 21-17 game. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Chuck.
Well, individual scoring for the Tigers. Emily Holler had five all in the first quarter. Then they got four from Selena Weaver in the first quarter, three each from Day on a three and Paige Schaefer on a three. Gabby Holler hit a deuce. They scored 9 and 8, 17 for the first half. Fort Loramie was led by Taylor Ratterman with five. They got four from Caitlin Gasson. They got four from Marissa Meiring. Let's see. They got three from Gephardt. They got three from Holscher and two from Dana Rose. They scored 11 and 10, 21-17 at the half. Rebounding, Fort Laramie has an 11-9 rebounding edge, but West Liberty's about rebounding them on the offensive boards, 4-2. Tigers turned the ball over eight times. Redskins turned it over seven. Fort Laramie 2-4 from the free throw line. West Liberty not gone there yet.
Don't know how you see it, Chuck, but Redskins, from my view, might be missing that bench power. Jaden Putoff, Macy Imwally, both out, at least short term, because of injuries.
Well, they are. I mean, Imwally gives them another score from the outside, and Putoff is a good inside basketball player, and that she can go in there and battle for rebounds. They only turned the ball over seven times in the first half, but I don't think any of the seven were really forced. I think they were all kind of mental traveling mistakes, bad passes. They need to clean it up in the second half.
West Liberty overcame the slow start, was down 9-2 after 4 minutes, got it even at 17. Redskins up four at the break. It's going to be a very nip-and-tuck ball game, it would seem, the rest of the way here at West Liberty. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fort Laramie girls 21, West Liberty Salem 17 at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. Check out Geyer's in Fort Laramie for new and pre-owned vehicles. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie, and see them online as well at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. West Liberty Salem has returned to the floor. Here come the Fort Laramie Lady Redskins, who lead before. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since our start a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight sophomore Jaden Putoff, unavailable to play, though, because of an injured foot. Hopefully it's not a stress fracture. She'll get an MRI tomorrow. She might be out for as much as a few to several weeks. Hope not. Jaden is the daughter of Jim and Jenny Putoff. She's a sophomore, 3.9 GPA, outstanding student, is a volleyball player, yearbook, history club, a Spanish club as well, and she would like to study physical therapy at a four-year institution. You might recall that Jaden had a coming-out party of sorts when she played last year against Versailles for Fort Laramie. It was her second varsity game ever, and she scored 11 for Fort Laramie against the Versailles Tigers. Jaden Putoff, our LaCal Equipment Spotlight student athlete tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Lacalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Lacalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Lacalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Lacalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Lacalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Lacalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at West Liberty Salem High School. Fort Loramie girls lead West Liberty 21-17 as we kick off play here in the third quarter. Same five starting the third quarter for Fort Loramie, who started the game. It's Ratterman, Gebhardt, along with Myring, Holscher, and Dana Rose. And right away, the Redskins enter the lane. Kennedy Gebhardt tries to deal to Dana Rose in the corner, and a Tiger player gets a fingertip on the ball. It goes out of bounds.
Myring had a good start to the game, had her first two shots, and then had to sit with two fouls.
And that hurt. Yep, she can be a scoring machine. Here's Holscher, top of the circle, outside the arc to Gebhardt. Oh, she sprints into the lane. Late dish to Myring for the 2 points. Kennedy Gebhardt made it all happen. She penetrated.
She drew the defender, and Myring was wide open.
Just as we talked about Marissa having to sit in the first half because of the two personals after scoring a couple field goals right away, she kicks off the scoring here in the third quarter for Fort Loramie, which leads by six. Long three-point try by Paige Schaefer off the back brace for West Liberty. Quickly, Fort Loramie comes down. Dana Rose with the left hand in the lane. No good. Rebound, West Liberty. A minute gone here in the third. Redskins up six. Near side pass to Day. And then Day hands off right behind her to Gabby Holler. Holler starts a drive. Goes to the top of the circle. Picks up the dribble, though. Ratterman all over her. Back to Day. Day trying to get free. Boy, you can tell she's one of the Tigers' designated three-point shooters. Near side to Gabby Holler, into the lane, back to the basket. Pitches on the arc to Grace Estes. Now coming out to catch is Gabby. Ratterman guards her. Day on the far side of the floor. Good switch off. Gebhardt chases her down. Right back to Estes. Picked up by Myring. Baseline left, Weaver. Good catch and a drive and a score around Holscher. Good setup. Nicely organized play by West Liberty Salem, who freed up Weaver. Third foul on Kenzie, Chuck indicates.
Okay, they're only saying two. I thought she had two in the first half.
That's a break.
Yeah.
Good-looking sophomore player for West Liberty Salem, Selena Weaver. 5'11", fine in the pivot, averaging 9 a game, 3 field goals here tonight. Missed the free throw, though, couldn't convert the three-point play. Fort Loramie quickly jacks up a three in the corner. It's Ratterman. It skips off the iron, no good. A push-off against West Liberty on the rebound. 23-19, 6:08 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by four. West Liberty Salem has Sophie Cole back on the floor now. Cole, 5'9", sophomore. Good inbounds, Fort Loramie. Caught by Dana Rose. She muscles her way to the rim. It rolls off, no good, but a foul against the Tigers. And Dana's got two. Halftime score in this game was 21-17. Fort Loramie leads 23-19. Each team with a bucket here in the second half. The free throw by Rose, around and out to the right. Dips the knees on the second one, and it lipped the iron as well. Strong rebound by Weaver on the inside for West Liberty. Quickly down the floor to Day. Day sets up and shoots the triple. It dances off the rim. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here comes Rose. She journeys into the right corner. Holds the ball high overhead. Hands to Holscher between circles. 5:40 left in the third. Fort Loramie's lead a scant 4 points. Holscher comes to Ratterman near side. Enters the top of the circle. Still dribbles. Picks up her dribble. Goes to Gebhardt. Straight away between the rings. Gebhardt down the left side of the lane. Overshoots on the way to the basket. Wouldn't have counted. She was held on her third dribble to the rim. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the bucket. Dana Rose checks out for Fort Loramie. Baseline left to the basket. Ratterman lobs into the lane. Leaping one-handed stab by Holscher. And then she pitches it weak side to a teammate. And it's through the hands of Schultes and out of bounds. Is that 21 Schultes on the floor now, Chuck?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Sometimes my eyes go batty reading these red numbers on the black shirts.
They're hard to read, especially the ones.
Yes, they are. Thin white outline. I've got to get to know the ponytails a little bit better. Here's a baseline drive by Day for West Liberty Salem. Errant pass below the basket, picked off on the play by Schultes of Fort Loramie. And I think the Tigers were out of bounds.
Yeah, she stepped on the line before she threw the pass.
Yep, good call by the referee. The save by West Liberty Salem nullified. The Tiger player was out of bounds. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Fort Loramie girls up 4. Dribbling, Gasson head of the key. Left side, Gebhardt. Oh, deals to Meiring. Open look from 15. Good. Gebhardt, boy, she's a nice assist maker.
I like her on the point. She did a nice job that time because they've been doing a pretty good job defending on ball.
Meiring benefited, got the good look, and whisking her way into the lane. Nice drive by West Liberty Salem. Good counter move by Gabby Holler. No, it's Emily.
Emily, yep.
Shot circled the iron and came out, but she was hacked on the arm. Fort Loramie up 6, 25-19. Free throw, Emily Holler, yes. 25-20 with 4:42 to go here in the third. Fort Loramie up 5. West Liberty Salem 2-3 coming into this game, having dropped 3 to start the season against quality opponents. Second free throw in and out, no. Rebound Fort Loramie. Redskins bring it down. And holding on to the ball outside the lane on the left is Gebhardt. She is pinned by a defender, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. 4:31 left in the third. Redskins up 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Remember Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning for true comfort at your home or business. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully insured.
Wow.
Good inbounds play by Fort Loramie after the timeout. And Marissa Meiring caught it low on the left. And, Chuck, I think she got her 9th and 10th points.
Yeah, she put a move on Weaver that time. Heck of a move.
Good job by Marissa, who played splendidly here 2 years ago as a freshman. And countering with a superb drive is West Liberty Salem. Beautifully done by Emily Holler as she peeled off a screen. And late in registering the 3-point play was the scoreboard. Fort Loramie's advantage is only 4. Had been 27-20 on the Meiring hoop. And then West Liberty Salem comes back with a 3-point play. Here at midcourt, whistle blows. Let's see what has been called.
I think they were just making sure they got the score right.
4:06 to go in the third. We're halfway through the third quarter. And West Liberty Salem will not go away. Fort Loramie's biggest lead, 7 on 3 occasions. Redskins inbound, Rose to Kenzie Holscher at center circle at the Tiger Paw. Hand off to Ratterman. Ball goes opposite the Tiger Paws to Kenzie Holscher, who hits Rose down inside, twisting, turning. It is high off the backboard, beneath the rim. Shot is bouncing off. No. Rebound West Liberty Salem. Tough break for Dana. Tigers down 4 with the ball. 3:40 remaining, third quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it's Estes. Straight away to the three-point shooter, Gabby Holler. In and out, no good. Good scrap for the rebound by West Liberty. Tigers save it onto the court of play, and then Dana Rose hooked the Tiger player. Common foul, ball out of bounds to the Tigers. 3:31 left in the third. 27-23 for Loramie. Here's Gabby Holler, 30 feet out, straight away. Holscher at the top of the zone defense for Fort Loramie. Left side, it goes to Sophie Cole. Now Gabby Holler, near wing, passed off to Grace Estes. Baseline right to Weaver. Weaver tries to square up, goes opposite. Good anticipation by Holscher, who creeps in to steal it, goes the length of the floor, fumbles the ball in the lane, regathers and lays it in. I said Holscher, I should have said Schultes. Give credit where it is due. Chuck, that was beautiful anticipation by her.
Did a nice job of not traveling when she got the ball stuck on her back, too.
That's a huge play in this game because West Liberty Salem had possession to cut it to 2. Instead, it's back up to 6. Timeout called Tigers. 2:55 left in the third. And we'll keep it right here, let you know all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one customer at a time, Tom and Jerry's. Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Visit TomJerry's.com. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully insured and meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Action restarts. West Liberty with the basketball, down by 6 to Fort Loramie. 2:40 to go here in the third period. The three-point shooter, Kelsey Day, back on the floor. Day gives it up to teammate Gabby Holler. Now straight away it's Paige Schaefer. West Liberty Salem with the three-point shooters back in the hardwood now in Schaefer and Day. Left side pass, Emily Holler. Hemmed in far corner of the floor. 2:19 to go. Oh, here's a good pass down below the rim to Gabby Holler on the arc to Day. It frees up Emily around a couple Redskins into the lane. Hacking foul on Fort Loramie. And I think the West Liberty Salem player is going to be awarded 2. She is. 29-23 Redskins after the big steal and basket by Schultes. Foul shot, West Liberty Salem is good. Made by Emily Holler. 2:13 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie's lead is 5.
Holler's at 10 now, 10 points.
Second free throw by her on the way. Got it again. Holler connects. Two straight free throws dropped through the netting by Holler of West Liberty Salem. And it's a 5-point Fort Loramie advantage. 1:56 to go, third quarter. Ratterman tries to probe the middle, can't, gives to Holscher. She navigates the left side of the lane and might have stuck out the forearm and shoved away the West Liberty Salem defender. Offensive foul.
I think they called that on Schultes. She was still moving when she tried to set the screen.
Schultes picks it up.
Oh, no, they did call that on Kenzie. That's a strange call.
That is indeed her third. Minute 47 left in the third quarter. West Liberty Salem within 4. That was the halftime lead for Fort Loramie. 25 feet away on the right, it's Estes. She goes opposite to Emily Holler. Outside the arc on the right to Gabby. She's double-teamed in the paint area. On a weave now to Paige Schaefer. Here's Emily Holler through the top of the circle. Left side to Gabby. Dana Rose checks her. Gabby goes to Emily behind the arc. It is in and out, no good. Strong offensive board work. Yes, Selena Weaver gets the two-pointer. Redskins lead diminishes to two. A minute left, third quarter. Here is Gasson. Outside the arc of the right to Rose. She starts to drive. It's clawed away by a Tiger, but a slap on the arm by West Liberty.
West Liberty is one of the few teams I've seen that has not been affected by Lormie's defense.
Have not.
They're strong with the ball. They run that weave on top. They got good shooters. Not intimidated.
Very strong with the ball. You're so right, Chuck. Ball inbounded to Rose. She's got an avenue down the lane. Caught the pass at the foul line. Inbounds throw made below the basket. And then Dana weaved her way to the hoop and scored a big goal for Fort Loramie. Nice job by Dana Rose. The lead is four again. 31-27. 42 seconds left here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, Gabby Holler for West Liberty Salem. Goes cross court today, right corner. 30 seconds left. Head coach Dennis McIntosh of West Liberty Salem content to play for the last shot of the third quarter against the Redskins zone. 20 seconds to go in the period. 31-27 Fort Loramie. Each team with 10 points here in the third stanza. Outside the arc on the left, it's Emily Holler. Flashes into the lane. Goes to Day in the corner. Broken up and stolen by Fort Loramie. Here's Meyering busting down the floor with four to play. Hands off to a teammate. Her arm is grabbed. Intercepted by the Tigers, but it was a foul on West Liberty Salem. I think that's the call. 3.3 to go. And the ball will be inbounded directly below us by Caitlin Gasson.
That was the correct call, too. She got her arm grabbed.
Yep, let's see if the Redskins can get a good look before the period closes. 3.3 remaining. Gasson inbounding, long lob, cross court. Caught low on the right and laid in. Big bucket for the Redskins, Dana Rose. Dana garners the last two fielders of the third quarter, and that was a super assist from out of bounds by Gasson. That's one of Carla Siegel's favorite side court plays.
That is a good side inbounds play, and it was very effective.
Scoreboard reads Fort Loramie's up four, I think it's
33-27 is the score.
Redskins up six at the third quarter break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Berker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Berker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Berker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Berker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. It's got a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. For a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engravings. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools have used Regal forever. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. On the web at regaltrophyawards.com. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Well, a big turn of events late in that third quarter as West Liberty Salem was holding the ball, preparing to shoot at the buzzer and cut it to one or two. Fort Loramie got the takeaway and the bucket to go up six as we start play here in the fourth. And a quick three try by West Liberty Salem goes around the rim and off, and Fort Loramie's got the ball. Last two buckets of the third period were notched by Dana Rose, who gets a good feed down inside from Gebhardt all the way to the rack for two more. Dana Rose, the beneficiary of good assists from teammates. She scored six straight, and Fort Loram is ahead by eight, 35-27. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter of play. Near side pass goes to Gabby Holler for West Liberty Salem. On the bounce against Holscher. Here's a weave, and a Fort Loramie player trips, upsetting a West Liberty Salem player. Emily Holler dashed through the orange paint area. Foul Redskins. It is the team's seventh.
Should be 1-1.
Yep. The lead for Fort Loramie's 8, 35-27.
It's their biggest lead, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Fort Loramie had been up by 7 on at least 3 occasions in this game. Fort Loramie playing without the services here for the short term of Jaden Putoff and also Macy Imwale. Hopefully they can get back in the court quickly, but other ladies will see time until they are healthy enough to return to the floor. First free throw is up and good by West Liberty Salem's Emily Holler, and she also sinks the second. Fort Loramie's lead is 6, 35-29. 6.5 to go in the game. Here's Weaver out high, guarding the Redskins' Myron, who lost the ball, got it back. She goes baseline, blocked by Sophie Cole, punched away by West Liberty Salem, out of bounds to the Redskins. Pretty good defense in that sequence by the Tigers.
Yep, they were out of sync, and they made them pay for it.
Far side, Gasson lobbing cross court. Uh-oh, Redskins went to the well once too often. Intended for Rose, intercepted by Weaver of West Liberty. Up the floor, left side to Emily Holler. On top to Weaver, near side pass, Emily again, who looks inside for a post player. They try to find Sophie Cole. Now Sophie's got it outside the lane in the right. Banked an 8-footer, no good. Rose with the rebound, Weaver's on her shoulder.
That's still common. That's only 6.
West Liberty Salem got a nice shot attempt from Sophie Cole. That was the play that the Tigers tried to pull off. They executed it well, got it to her in shooting position. She just could not finish, and Fort Loramie's got the ball ahead by 6. 35-29, 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Holscher, far right wing, goes opposite to Rose. Rose at the elbow. Back to Ratterman straight away. Ratterman guarded by Day. Right corner, it is Myring to Ratterman. Myring inside the arc, 17-footer, overshoots hard. Weak side rebound collected by Emily Holler. She skips down the floor, goes baseline right to Cole. Good reach in by Myring, got a fist on it. And at the last split second, West Liberty Salem got a timeout to salvage the possession. With 5:29 to go in the fourth, Fort Loramie ahead by 6, 35-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Big shout-outs tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to Francis Schulze and Superior. And also the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, from which you just heard. The Jewelry Barn is the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard all about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission online with us. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Weaver at the high post for West Liberty Salem, which trails Fort Loramie by 6. 5:18 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Day trying to lob down inside for Weaver. Good weak side help from Ratterman. to punch it out of bounds. Right of the basket, West Liberty Salem will enter. It is Gabby Holler looking. Feeds in the lane to Cole right in front. She leans in, moves her body nicely, draws the two-shot foul. Could not make the five-footer. A lot of contact, though. She's at the stripe with a pair. Redskins cling to a lead by a half dozen points with 5 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Cole is dead center. Substitution for West Liberty Salem. Grace Estes back on the floor for Kelsey Day. Day's played the last two games, returning after an injury. Second free throw rolling off the iron. Rebound Rose for the Redskins. Up the floor to Holscher. Holscher starts into the lane. Oh, what a steal. Emily Holler ripped it away from her. Kenzie wasn't strong enough with the ball. West Liberty Salem's got it.
You can't dribble between two defenders. I mentioned that earlier, and as she just got picked, you're not going to get through.
Nope, these Tigers are very alert defensively. Here's Weaver, bouncing baseline left to Gabby Holler. Drives to the rack and glanced it in off the window. Good assist, Weaver to Holler. 35-32. Fort Loramie's lead is only three. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Holscher, top of the circle to Rose. Rose dribbles. Good overplay by Holler, who wouldn't let her reverse it. Into the lane. Good pass and a make.
Wow.
Oh, nicely done. It was Gebhardt with the 2 points, or I should say Ava Schultes got the bucket. Boy, that's a nifty goal at a clutch time. Big moment for Fort Loramie, up only three, and Schultes sliced through the orange paint area, caught the pass, and flipped it in from down around her knees off the backboard.
Well, you got a freshman that came in and has only played JV in the first four games for Loramie.
Good night for Schultes off the bench. Head coach Carla Siegel told me that she would be up on the varsity and playing in this game tonight. Jaden put off and Macy Imwally out in the short term with injuries. And the last string of baskets here by Dana Rose, now Schultes. And Fort Loramie's lead is back up to five. It's not comfortable by any means. Biggest cushion in this game, eight. Here early in the fourth quarter, it's now a five-point contest. West Liberty Salem possession with 4:20 left to go in the game. 37-32, Fort Loramie on top. Here's Weaver, top of the circle for West Liberty Salem. Gives it to Day behind the screen for a triple. Fort Loramie might have gotten a finger on the shot.
They did.
And that's what the outside referee declares.
Yep, there's no doubt about it.
Good call by him. As Kelsey Day's three-pointer came up about 3 feet shy of the rim. Ball awarded to the Tigers. Baseline left. Here's Gabby Holler going below the basket. Comes out on the near side. Goes to Day. Day checked by Holscher, 25 feet out. 3:56 to go in the game. Top of the circle, Weaver. They want to go high-low. Weaver to Cole. Weaver can't get it to her. Good fronting down inside by Myron. Here's a baseline drive, left corner. Overshooting on the dead run is Gabby Holler. Weak side board to Fort Loramie, which leads by five. 3.5 to go. Deep right corner, it is Myring out on top to Ratterman. Spin move. Taylor on the bounce, guarded by Day. Going opposite to Myring, near wing Gebhardt. Shot fake drives through traffic to the rim. Up strong for two.
Nice
play.
Woo. She took a lot of contact that time and just didn't get knocked off her line. She took it right to the rim.
It could have been shooting a free throw as well. Nice play by Kennedy Gebhardt. And the lead swells back to seven. 3:05 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Holler, baseline left to Weaver for West Liberty Salem. Goes opposite near wing. And Kelsey Day jacks up a triple. She's crowded and fouled by Holscher way out on the arc. Three free throws for Day. Did I say Holscher committed the foul?
Yeah, she got her from over here on the bench.
Yeah,
it was Schultes.
Should have said Schultes.
Yep.
Picked it up. Kelsey Day, she's a marksman. Nice form at the line. She cans it. 39-33. Fort Loramie's lead is six. As Day tries to cash in at the stripe. Front rim, backboard, down through. Yep, Ava Shultis fouled Kelsey Day, who launched the three. She came up way short, but she is at the stripe trying to convert her third straight free throw. She arches it and makes it. A lot of rim, rolled to the flange, and trickled in there. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. 2:50 to go in the game. Here's Rose up the floor, picks up her dribble. Near side, Meiring. Left flank, Gebhardt. Gebhardt guarded by Gabby Holler. Holscher on the bench. Here's Shultis at the point. Throws it down inside, off the head of a Redskin player, and West Liberty Salem's got the loose ball. 2.5 to go, 4-point game. Near side pass, broken up by Shultis, goes out of bounds.
Kind of a lot of pressure on the kid to be on, playing the point at this point in the game.
No doubt. She's trying to fill the shoes of Kenzie Holscher at the moment. Redskins with Shultis, Ratterman, Gebhardt, Rose, Meiring on the floor. 2:25 and counting, late fourth quarter. Fort Loramie with a precarious 4-point lead. 25 feet out with the ball is West Liberty Salem's Gabby Holler. Tigers have not led in this game. It was tied at 17 very late in the second. Fort Loramie jumped on top 7-0. Dribble drive down the lane, Emily Holler, through traffic, punched away by Fort Loramie, then stolen right back by Gabby Holler at midcourt. Feeds across the lane to Emily, back to Gabby. On the arc today, look out, got it, three-pointer. It's a one-point game, 1:50 left. Fine ball movement by the Tigers, who found the open player day. Here's Dana Rose, right down the middle of the floor, bailed out in the paint area by West Liberty Salem. Boy, the Tigers got there late. It was going to be a shot in traffic for Dana Rose, who is awarded two. Yep, Kelsey Day, 6 straight points for her for the Tigers of West Liberty Salem.
Well, I watched her warm up, and I could tell that young lady can shoot it, and she's got range.
Yeah, she missed the first three games this year. Head coach Dennis McIntosh for West Liberty Salem, glad to have her back. Dana Rose connects on the free throw. 40-38. Fort Loramie's lead is 2. West Liberty Salem cut it to 39-38. With 1:45 to go in the game, Dana Rose, who's having a fine night, drills a pair at the free throw stripe to make it a 41-38 game. 90 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's Emily Holler, top of the key, near side to Gabby. Gabby works on Ratterman. Foul line, doesn't shoot. Goes behind her to Paige Schaefer. 20 feet away, Emily. Emily Holler into the lane, off balance, one-hander. In, out, back in. She got the friendly roll of the iron. 41-40. Fort Loramie by a scant point. 60 seconds to go. Dribble drive in the lane. Holscher, late dish down inside to Meiring. Layup short, no good. Scrap for the rebound. And a foul committed down inside by West Liberty Salem. That was Shultis who snatched the rebound. Holscher got it. I think she was nailed in the act of shooting. And no, it's not deemed to be in the act.
My goodness.
1-1.
What was she doing if she wasn't shooting it?
Right. 62 seconds to go in the game. Holscher's got the 1-1 and calmly drops it in. Big free throws down the stretch. 42-40, Fort Loramie by 2. 62 seconds remaining. Second shot, Kenzie lips the rim, and it is in. It danced all around the iron, hit every centimeter of it before rolling down through the ropes. The lead is 3. That was a big shot. A 3-pointer, but West Liberty would only tie. Here's a pass in the left corner to Day. Day, head of the key, Gabby Holler. 42 seconds left in the contest. Fort Loramie up 3. Here's Kelsey Day. Here's Gabby Holler. A drive into the paint area. Missed it wide left. Foul on Fort Loramie. These West Liberty Salem Tigers are beautifully coached by the 25-year head man, Dennis McIntosh. 2-3 record for West Liberty Salem. Mighty deceiving to date. 3 very stout opponents to start. Tippecanoe, Jonathan Alder, and Miami East all on the road. And West Liberty Salem lost them by an average of a little better than 10. The free throw by Gabby Holler is dead center. 43-41. Fort Loramie's lead whittled to 2 with 37.2 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot, Gabby Holler. It is on the way. It is pushed. And it's 43-42. 1-point lead, Redskins. West Liberty Salem pressuring in backcourt. Boy, here's where the rubber meets the road, Chuck.
Yeah, you're going to have to be strong with the basketball, or you're going to have to be able to shoot free throws, one of the two.
Time out called. Redskins up by a scant point, 36.7 remaining. I'd like to tell you briefly about Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie in northwest Shelby County. You can catch the catch of the day at Maury's. You'll love that baked haddock dinner at night. And an array of wraps at noon, along with that gourmet hamburger and other fine food freshly cooked at Maury's. Open at 6 a.m. for breakfast. That's Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie. And thank you, Martha Holscher at Maury's Landing, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, an underwriting sponsor the last several years. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. For the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, go Goffney. Fort Loramie up the floor, 31 seconds to go in the game. Redskins nurse a 1-point lead. Dribbling 30 feet away, it's Holscher. Gives it up to Gebhardt. Fort Loramie's in the 1-1. West Liberty Salem's in the double bonus. And here's a foul 25 feet away. Committed by Kelsey Day of West Liberty Salem. She went for the steal. Didn't care if she fouled. Taylor Radham is at the stripe. 1-1. That's the last 1-1 situation. Fort Loramie's in the double bonus. Hereafter, West Liberty Salem is in the double bonus. 9 team fouls on West Liberty, 10 on Fort Loramie. 1-1, Ratterman. It is no good. It hit the rim. Splashed to the floor. Collected there by Weaver. 16 seconds to go. West Liberty Salem with a timeout in advance of getting the final shot for the victory. 14.9 left. Redskins up by just 1. West Liberty Salem has never led in this game, Chuck. Although the home team does have a chance to take the lead here in the final seconds, down just a point. What do you do if you're West Liberty Salem? Try to get it to Weaver on the block?
No, I'm going to go ahead and get the basketball on the perimeter. I'm going to allow either one of the Hollers to drive to the basket, and then if she doesn't get in there, I would have Flay out on the looking outside, and then I would crash with Weaver to try to get the offensive rebound.
There you go. Have one of the two Hollers.
They've been tough. They've been almost impossible to stop here in the second half.
Yeah, they're strong on the dribble. They're tough to free the ball from. They dribble it extremely well into the paint area. And as Chuck noted, look for either one of them to drive. Keep in mind now, West Liberty Salem's in the double bonus. Fort Loramie can't overguard and foul.
No, they've got to move their feet. Keep their hands out.
Redskins are up 1, 43-42. West Liberty Salem has never led. Look for Kelsey Day on the arc. Look for the Holler girls to penetrate. And then you've got Sophie Cole and Selena Weaver both out there. Cole at 5'10", Weaver 5'11". Ball thrown to backcourt. 11 seconds to go. Here's Gabby Holler. Starts your drive around Ratterman. Off balance, 7-footer. Hit the side of the backboard. She was fouled. And she'll get 2 with 7.5 remaining. That appeared to be the correct call.
I couldn't tell.
2 free throws here for Gabby Holler. 7.5 left. Fort Loramie up 1. Gabby Holler shoots the shot and makes it. And we are tied. And West Liberty Salem will be shooting here to take the lead. Head coach Carla Siegel may get a timeout, and she does. We are tied at 43. 7.5 left. West Liberty Salem has never led in this game, and a chance here in the final 7 seconds for the Tigers to take the lead. And if West Liberty Salem sinks the free throw, Chuck, if you're Fort Loramie, what's your strategy?
Well, you just called your – well, I thought that was our last time out. This scoreboard has been messed up all night, but they had one, and then they still have one. So if they have a timeout, I'd go ahead and inbound the ball, try to get up to midcourt, call timeout, and then set up my sideline out of bounds that I want to run.
Here is Gabby Holler for the lead. We're tied at 43, 7.5 to go. Swish, she nailed them both. And West Liberty Salem takes the timeout with Fort Loramie behind by a point here on the road at West Liberty Salem, 44-43. West Liberty Salem has never led in this game until the last made two free throws by the Tigers at the 7.5 mark in the fourth quarter.
Well, they're not changing the timeouts up there, so, I mean, the kid had trouble knowing what quarter it was, so I guess I shouldn't be worried that he can't have any timeouts.
Two made free throws by West Liberty with 7.5 to go.
She didn't hit the rim on her four free throws. She didn't hit the rim.
No, swished them all. and that was Gabby Holler, correct, the point guard?
Yes.
Yep. And she calmly sank two just 30 seconds ago to lift West Liberty Salem to a 44-43 lead, 7.5 left. Fort Loramie's got to make a couple of clean passes and drive the ball hard down the floor into the paint area.
Well, they can run the baseline because it was after a made basket, so that's one advantage. But they got to run the floor, and they got to get, and if they get fouled, they will be in the double bonus.
And West Liberty Salem's got Selena Weaver at midcourt. Kenzie Holscher is there for Fort Loramie. In fact, Kenzie's going to be doubled at the timeline. And West Liberty Salem will allow Fort Loramie to throw the ball inbounds. Nobody on the thrower. It goes up the right side to Holscher. Right corner to Rose. And Dana Rose looks at the official and gets a timeout with 4.8 to go. 2.7 came off the clock. Chuck, you mapped out the strategy.
Well,
just right.
They ran the baseline. They threw two passes. They got the ball into the forecourt, and they called a timeout. You got a lot better chance of running something now. The one thing I would not try to do is run that back screen because they're not going to fall for that the third time.
Little surprised was I that West Liberty Salem didn't guard the inbound playmaker to try to make that initial pass a little more difficult.
Well, they had three people back, but they didn't guard the three people that were at the foul line.
I'm not
sure what they were doing.
Yeah, that's my point.
They didn't guard the inbounder, but they didn't guard the people that were out on the floor.
Now, the Redskins have got an opportunity, but the passing will have to be crisp, and the Redskins won't be able to make more than a couple of passes, maybe three, probably no more than two. And certainly Fort Loramie doesn't want to settle for a long-distance shot behind the arc.
Well, you don't want to lose this game, but there's a lot of coaching points, win or lose this one after this game tonight.
4.8 to go. Fort Loramie behind for the first time all night, 44-43. Far side of the floor, Holscher inbounding, goes to Rose in the right corner. She's doubled, starts to drive, pulls up, missed the 10-footer, rebound Weaver, and it's over. West Liberty Salem stuns Fort Loramie here at the Tigers gym. Redskins got the look they wanted. Dana Rose, a baseline 10 or 12-footer, as she managed to squeeze in between a couple defenders. It was a fine shot, just a little short off the side of the iron. And West Liberty Salem shocks Fort Loramie here on the road at the Tigers gym this evening. 44-43, West Liberty Salem wins it. Tigers never led until the final 7.5. Two made free throws by Gabby Holler. Fort Loramie lost here 2 years ago by 8 to West Liberty Salem. Tigers came into tonight with a deceiving 2-3 record, having dropped games to Tip, Jonathan Alder in Miami East, having beaten Fairbanks and Triad. A very good player, Kelsey Day, didn't play in the first three meetings of the year. She was here tonight. West Liberty Salem hung around, trailed by 7 on 3 or 4 occasions, was down by 8 early in the fourth, and West Liberty Salem pulls it out with clutch free throw shooting down the stretch and very good defense most of the night against Fort Loramie, which started the game fast, up 7-0 and 9-2, and West Liberty Salem simply would not wilt. And the Tigers are well coached, and they won here at home over Fort Loramie tonight by a point, Chuck.
Yeah, they played really well, and every time you thought Loramie was kind of getting a handle, when they went up 8 early in the fourth quarter, you thought, okay, well, here you go. It's going to be a 10-12 point game. But you're right. They just kept coming back. And the freshman, Emily Holler, was outstanding. And then Gabby Holler, who had really not done a whole lot until the fourth quarter, came out and scored 6 points in the fourth quarter, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. They were terrific tonight.
I'd like to remind you that one of our fine underwriting sponsors is LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. We could not have gotten off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com over a dozen years ago without the assistance and support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. American Architectural Glass, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. The In-Between, just out of Bodkin's, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna is grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Plus, in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and a couple of new underwriting sponsors. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Regal for the crowning touch, and Maury's Landing, fine restaurant located across from Lake Loramie in northwest Shelby County, Maury's Landing. 1-point setback suffered by Fort Loramie here tonight. I really didn't see it coming early on, Chuck. The longer West Liberty Salem hung around and gained confidence, you could tell the Redskins were going to be in a dogfight right down to the final minute. In fact, I think we commented early in the third quarter, it looked like it was going to be a photo finish, and that it was. 2 free throws by Gabby Holler of West Liberty Salem with 7.5 left, decided it. Fort Loramie took a timeout, got the ball down the side of the floor, and gained a timeout with, 4.8 four, left?
Yep, right, just a little less than 5 seconds. Got the play they wanted to run.
Uh-huh.
Got the ball to Rose. She got it up. I mean, it wasn't a bad shot, just didn't drop.
And the Redskins are beaten for the first time this year. Fort Loramie now 4-1. West Liberty Salem 3-3. The Tigers host Anna on Thursday right here, and we'll cover that game on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets are coming into a hornet's nest here at the Tigers' lair. West Liberty Salem is mighty good. That 3-3 record is certainly not a reflection of the quality of this team.
I've not seen a team for a long time get into the defense like West Liberty got into Loramie's defense. They got into the lane anytime they chose, especially in the fourth quarter.
West Liberty Salem, extremely well coached. Dennis McIntosh has been around the block 25 years as the mentor of this West Liberty program. Last 3 seasons, he's had outstanding clubs, beat Fort Loramie right here 2 years ago by 8. He's a graduate of West Liberty Salem High School. He's had daughters and nieces play for him, and he breathes it, loves it. He's very good at what he does. Head coach Carlos Siegel, 80% winning percentage, averaging about 20 wins per year at Fort Loramie. in her 20th season. She knew she would be in a scrap, and that's why she has scheduled clubs like West Liberty Salem. They're on the slate for a reason, and Fort Loramie was given a supreme test tonight. And without two young ladies who would have seen valuable minutes, Macy Imwally and Jaden Putoff, Fort Loramie is nipped in the last 7.5 seconds. Chuck, a quick look at scoring. Dana Rose had a very good game. So did Marissa Myring.
They scored 10. On the other side, Emily Holler, a 5'7 freshman, scored 15. And then they got 9 from Day and 8 from Gabby Holler. Also 8 from Selena Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
So they were balanced. They deserved to win the basketball game.
And our Rockets, whom we saw beat Ruscio on Saturday, will be in for a serious challenge come Thursday night right back here at the Tigers gym.
Well, you know, if they don't get 31 points out of Dosik, then they're going to be in trouble. Clancy's. I know West Liberty is not in our area, but they're not that far from Sydney.
No.
I'm going to give Emily Holler a Clancy's player of the game. On the other side, Marissa Myring.
Myring for Fort Loramie. And a Holler out to Emily for West Liberty Salem. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
West Liberty Salem Tigers overcame an 8-point fourth quarter lead, rallied from behind, two free throws with 7.5 seconds remaining, enabled the Tigers to get their first lead of the night and eventually a 1-point victory over Fort Loramie. Redskins edged by 44-43 on the road here this evening. So many thanks to Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow night from Rushi for the Anna Rushi boys game, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at West Liberty, where the Fort Loramie Lady Redskins have been beaten 44-43 by the West Liberty Salem Tigers.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.